Call back the past.
Chataway leads, Charter second, Ramoon third, Zanabek fourth. Chataway still leads, but it's Ramoon that's coming up on the outside. 150 yards to go, and Chataway still leading. At his elbow, Charter, immediately behind Ramoon. Zanabek fourth, and Zanabek comes through. It's Zanabek's race. Chataway's fallen at the corner. Oh, what a pity, what an ending. And here comes Zanabek. Here comes Zanabek up to the finish. Zanabek wins. Ramoon second, Zanabek first, Ramoon second, Charter third, and Chataway, what a tragic ending to the race, Chataway fourth.
Emil Zanabek winning the 5,000 meters at the Olympic Games of 1952. In 1952 saw Britain acquire a new queen after the sudden passing of King George VI.
Whereas it hath pleased Almighty God to call to his mercy our late sovereign lord, King George VI, of blessed and glorious memory, by whose decease the crown is solely and rightfully come to the high and mighty princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary, we, therefore, the lords spiritual and temporal of this realm, do now hereby, with one voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the high and mighty princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary is now, by the death of our late sovereign of happy memory, become Queen Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, Queen of this realm.
John Steinbeck's East of Eden was one of the best-selling books of 1952, vying for top sales with Giant by Edna Ferber and Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. On the hit parades, The Blue Tango. The Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1952 went to Selman Waksman for his discovery of streptomycin. There were thermonuclear tests in the Marshall Islands, the first atom-powered submarine, the Nautilus, the use of radioactive carbon tests for dating archaeological finds, and a fatal attempt at the water speed record when John Cobb was killed when his boat exploded at Loch Ness at a speed of over 206 miles per hour. Aviation also moved into a new area of speed as John Derry cracked the sound barrier.
There are no physical sensations. The only way one can tell one's speed is from the instruments, but in the region of the speed of sound, before you reach it, and up to the speed of sound, there are changes in the control and stability characteristics of the aeroplane, but on the latest aircraft, nothing violent, and there is no way of really telling when you've actually passed through the speed of sound. When you're beyond the speed of sound, it's noticeably smoother.
At the theatre of 1952, Dial M for Murder, The Seven-Year Itch, Clifford Odets' Winter Journey, and Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, still running after 24 years. Musicals, Wish You Were Here, and Pal Joey with this song.
Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep, and what would I do if I shouldn't sleep? Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart.
Frederick Waller's three-dimensional Cinerama is the talk of the film world of 1952, which also provided such fare as The Snows of Kilimanjaro with Gregory Peck, Shirley Booth and Burt Lancaster in Come Back Little Sheba, and the top money spinner of the year, A Streetcar Named Desire with Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh.
Well, then it was lost on a mortgage.
That must have been what happened.
I don't want no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, what's the rest of them papers?
There are thousands of papers stretching back over hundreds of years affecting Belle Reeve. Piece by piece, our improvident grandfathers exchanged the land for their epic debauches, to put it mildly. But finally, all that was left, and Stella can verify that, was the house itself, and about 20 acres of ground, including a graveyard, to which now all but Stella and I have retreated. Here they are, all of them, all papers. I hereby endow you with them. Take them, peruse them, commit them to memory, even. I think it's wonderfully fitting that Belle Reeve should finally be this bunch of old papers in your big, capable hands.
On the musical side, Moira Shearer in The Tales of Hoffman, Danny Kaye as Hans Christian Andersen, and Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again.
South Africa had a smile on its face at sport, with both the rugby and cricket Springboks doing well on tours to Great Britain and Australia, respectively, in 1952. South African women did well at the Helsinki Olympics, high jumper Esther Brunt and swimmer Joan Harrison both bringing back gold medals. Boxing saw a valiant attempt by Sugar Ray Robinson to add the light heavyweight title to his middle and welterweight titles. He was defeated by heat and exhaustion in the 13th round against Jerry Maxim. There was a new heavyweight champion as Rocky Marciano beat Jazzy Joe Walcott.
Takes a right to the jaw. Walcott is staggering and helpless on the ropes from his right to the jaw. Walcott is down on his stomach and they're counting over him. It may be a knockout. I don't think Walcott can get up. It's going to be a knockout for Marciano. Rocky Marciano by a knockout. A straight right hand punch to the jaw and Walcott rolls over. He is still out cold. It is a knockout, and we have a new heavyweight champion of the world. It is Rocky Marciano, still undefeated, from Brockton, Massachusetts. If I can fight my way up here, I'm going to try to get in the ring. I don't know if I can, Harry.
All right, Don, you take this microphone here that you are using. A tremendous surprise to a great many people here. Rocky, who have been taking up a pummeling for the first three rounds, is in the ring. And there is Rocky's father rushing over and grabbing him, congratulating him. Police are in the ring, up to the ring now, and see if we can get
Armed Forces, we're sending this to our boys overseas. You're the new heavyweight champion. Good luck to you,
thanks,
Rocky.
Thanks, John. Thanks a million. Boy, it was a hard fight.
Wasn't it,
Boy, he's all right.
Good luck to you. He was a great champion, and you will be, too. Thank you, Rocky.
In Germany, where some 16,000 people escaped from east to west, West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer pleaded for a European political union.
Sie sind in erster Linie berufen, innerhalb des Ihnen im Vertrage über die Montangemeinschaft gezogenen Rahmen tätig zu werden. Aber im Vertrauen auf die in Ihnen vorhandene Dynamik hat der Rat der Minister geglaubt.
While South Africa celebrated the tercentenary of van Riebeek's arrival at the Cape, the other end of the continent was in turmoil as General Nagieb seized power in Egypt. In Jordan, Prince Hussein took over from the ailing King Talal.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret. You feel better if you cry when waking from a bad dream. Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blue...
Johnny Ray, with his cheerful crooning style, captured the imagination of the record-buying public in an America caught in another presidential election battle. The Republicans, led by General Eisenhower, broke the 20-year-old stranglehold of the Democrats with a sweeping win for the ex-soldier in a campaign in which the slogan, "I like Ike," was prominent. In a pre-election speech, Ike criticized the government's efforts in the still-continuing Korean War.
Why are we in that war? We are in that war because this administration abandoned China to the communists. We are in that war because this administration announced to all the world that it had written off most of the Far East as beyond our direct concern. Shall we trust the party? Shall we trust the party which wrote that tragic record to win the peace?